This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has this report.
Hamza bin Laden had been viewed as an eventual heir to the leadership of Al-Qaeda, and the group's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, praised him in a 2015 video, introducing him as a lion from the den of Al-Qaeda. Hamza bin Laden began appearing in militant videos and recordings that year. In January 2017, the U.S. named him a specially designated global terrorist after he released audio and video messages calling for attacks against the U.S. and its allies. He hadn't been heard from since a March 2018 message in which he threatened the rulers of Saudi Arabia. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hamza bin Laden was believed to have been in his 30s. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation will hold an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to annex parts of the West Bank. Netanyahu announced on Tuesday that he plans to annex the Jordan Valley if he wins re-election next week, a move that could significantly alter the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Drones claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels have attacked an oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia early Saturday, sparking a huge fire at one of the world's largest oil refineries, crucial to global energy supplies. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the attacks attributed to the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran now has launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. This is VOA. The World Food Program has launched its biggest relief operation this year to aid thousands of Rohingya refugees whose possessions have been swept away in the torrential rains that hit Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh this week. Bangladesh is a low-lying country and prone to flooding. However, the amount of rain that battered the region in just one day this week is by any measure extreme and devastating. Herve Vussel is spokesman for the World Food Program.
All what's in the house was basically washed away. What they use as a bed or what they use to cook, or everything was basically lost. They have nothing to cook, they have nothing to sleep, most of the clothes have been lost. Basically, the little thing that they've rebuilt since they arrived in the camp was lost in one night of rain.
Monsoons and downpours in Bangladesh have become more erratic and powerful due to climate change. Verhusel says the WFP has been working with refugees and host communities on disaster risk reduction measures to mitigate the impact of climate-related events. A relatively small crowd, just thousands of mourners, filled about one-third of Zimbabwe's national sports stadium to give a final public send-off to former President Robert Mugabe. Mugabe, the first president of independent Zimbabwe, died last week at the age of 95 after ruling for 37 years until 2017. The poor attendance reflects Mugabe's complicated legacy. Anita Powell reports.
The flag-draped coffin had arrived, followed by black-clad family members, their heads bowed. Military members stood rigid and proud. All of the pomp and circumstance one would expect for the memorial of a man hailed as an African icon was in place Saturday for the final public send-off for Robert Mugabe. But there was just one thing missing, a crowd. Because, for the man known as the father of his nation, very few of Mugabe's 16 million children showed up for his final public send-off Saturday in Harare's National Sports Stadium. Many Zimbabweans blame him for driving the nation's once strong economy into the ground, and they made that clear with their poor showing on Saturday. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
A tropical depression near the Bahamas has strengthened into a tropical storm and is set to become a hurricane in the coming days, the U.S. National Hurricane Center announced late Friday night. The hurricane follows quickly on the heels of Dorian, which led to the death of at least 50 people and the displacement of thousands. 1,300 people are still missing. This new storm is expected to move very close to the Bahamas and then offshore on Florida's east coast by Sunday. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.